stolen, but come on, so he don't get pushed around. Cause he grew up the hard way, in the toughest part of town. Now he tries to show he's tough as can be, but he ain't so.
Closing out the show today, tributes to the coolest boy around, Chico. Best name in all of girl groupdom. Girls and Chico's girl. Johnny might be the most popular guy, but Chico is by far the most loved. Before that, sort of a novelty beatnik song that was kind of Linda Lori's thing. It brought her some attention in New York, where she also owned a dress shop, sang live, lived in California for a while, was a songwriter in a children's theater, and recorded her own songs, including Chico in 1964. Before that, kind of a weird popcorn ska tune by the Angels, Jamaica Joe, and the Daylights, and the only single on the Propulsion record label, Billy is the Boy for Me. Then we heard the flip side to the Crystals, He's a Rebel, I Love You, Eddie, but so does Betty. And we started that set with 70s actress from the Waltons and also a star of the ABC After School Specials, Andy Andre, and Johnny's Back in Town. And that brings us to the end of today's fun show. Thank you for playing along with me and the name game. I just needed to do something goofy and kind of fun. We'll probably be back to your regularly scheduled random girl group singles next week. But hey, every once in a while, it's kind of fun to do a little bit of a theme show. Please stay tuned for Rotations. It's on next. And then, as always, it's Richard J. and Nervous Boogie. I'm going to get out of here now, and I hope you all take care and have a great rest of your evening. Good night, everyone.
the evening after working hard all day. You make everything so cozy for me in a sweet and gentle way. First you hug and kiss me, and then you turn on the stereo. And then there is a coat for me, and that's why I know you know how that things go better with the Coca-Cola. Yeah, now things go better with the Coke. Life is much more fun when you refresh, and Coke refreshes you best. Oh yes it does. Coke has a taste you'll never get tired of. Coke after Coke after Coke. The real life one puts the extra fun in the everything you do, 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 do. Thank you.
kicking up in here. Man.
for wine. That's why I'm glad that you're mine, mine, mine. Baby, 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 why do you do me like you do? My head's going around, can't sleep at night. So why do you do it when you know it ain't right? Baby, 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 why do you do me like you do?
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rotations. My name is Miss Christina Ginger. It is the third Thursday of November, and I am here with you tonight with some songs from record fairs past and present. I'm sure you've heard over the past few weeks that we have had the WFMU record fair, and it was a raging, smashing success. And I know that I saw a lot of people there who were having a great time, including myself. So, I decided I would continue on that record fair energy and bring us some good tunes. This is a good way for me to kind of cull through my collection, pull some things that I haven't played in a while, and also play things that I just picked up so they're not sitting around for months on end while I try to figure out what show or what set to put them into. So why don't we talk about what I played for you all? I started off tonight's show with the BT Express doing their instrumental song Herbs. BT Express hail out of Brooklyn. They were a great sort of jazz funk band and are still playing around doing these sort of oldies cruise circuit tours. I had the pleasure of meeting one of their members, the bass player Jamal, and he's just such a nice guy and so talented and still sounds amazing. So I'm now kind of into picking up all of their records. Following the BT Express, we had the Honeycomb off of the Hot Wax label. I've played Honeycomb on here before. I think they're an amazing girl soul funk band, and they were doing the B-side of Wanads, doing We Belong Together. Sounds a little bit like Wanads, but just a touch different, and I like this one. I think it's a good B-side. Following the Honeycomb, we had Jerry O doing Karate Boogaloo, and after Jerry O, we had Wilson Pickett, one of my main men, doing Take a Little Love, a song that he penned on his own. It's the sole writing credit, and it's just a great song. I think he sounds so beautiful on this. I was thrilled when I was able to find the first two Wilson Pickett albums some years back when the WFMU Record Fair was at the Brooklyn location on the water there. I'm forgetting. The Brooklyn Expo Center, I believe, was the name of it. Beautiful, sunny location. You got to wear sunglasses while you were record shopping. Following Wilson Pickett, we have Marv Johnson doing Baby Baby. And after Marv Johnson, we had the Rolling Stones doing Think off of the Aftermath US pressing. This was not a WFMU record fair acquisition, but rather a Bop Shop record store record fair acquisition. I purchased this many, many, many years ago, and the cover is beat, but the record looks great, and that's all that matters to me. Following the Stones, we had the Knickerbockers doing One Track Mind. This is a Canadian pressing off of the Apex label. After the Knickerbockers, we have a brand new one that I picked up, the Underdogs doing Mojo Hannah. And closing off that set, we had the Lost Souls off of the Bang record label doing Simple to Say. This is a great twofer. The B-side is also amazing. I will probably play that at some other point, maybe around Valentine's Day. But it's really beautiful on both sides. And I can't really find too much about the Lost Souls, but they really really brought this for the Bang label. There's some really hidden gems on that label. So if you find it, pick it up. It's a great one, and it's not very expensive. All right, I have more music to play. It is a stacked show, so why don't we get back into it? We're going to start it off again with an album that I did not pick up at a WFMU record fair, but rather at a Bob Shop record fair. And this one, even way before I picked up that Rolling Stones album. I think I bought this one when I was about 15. So let's hear some Bob Dylan.
Undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. The drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. They've gone down, true love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows that she's not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't that cute to him, was I? But I did it because he lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Taking my place. Everybody says he looks like me. And now you say you've got no expectations, but I know also miss those carefree days, and for all the angry words that pass between us, you still don't understand me when I say there's a stranger in the house. Nobody's seen his face, but everybody says taking my place. There's a stranger in the house no one will ever see, but everybody says he looks like me. Everybody says he looks like me.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's get into that second set of music. We started it all off with Bob Dylan and I Want You off of the Blonde on Blonde album, probably one of my favorite albums of this particular era of Dylan. I have to say, I've really been on a big Dylan kick lately and everything has just been hitting so much more for me for some reason. And I love this song so much. Following Bob Dylan, we had Elvis Costello doing his best countrified Elvis, and he was doing Stranger in the House. This is a 45 that I picked up at this year's record fair. It is a flip with a cover of Neat, Neat, Neat. And some interesting stuff about this that I just found is that Elvis wrote this with George Jones in mind. He's claimed that he has always channeled George Jones when he's wanted to write in this country style vein. They actually recorded it together in 1979, and this version was recorded as a one-off in 1978, was released as a free single with copies of this year's Model. He also recorded a third version of it for John Peel, and I'm sure that that's a live version from the radio show. I haven't heard that one, but I'm going to dig it up and find it and A, B, and C them all. Following Elvis Costello, we had Jeffrey Lee Pierce, aka Jeffrey Lee of the Gun Club, doing Hey Wanna off of his solo album from 1985. And following Jeffrey Lee Pierce, we had The Boyfriends doing Last Bus Home. After The Boyfriends, we had The Ramones doing their cover of I Can't Control Myself. This comes off of the Acid Eaters album, which was one of those albums that I just put out there. I put that energy that I was going to find it at the record fair that particular year, and I did. And it was amazing. So this is one of those rare early 90s Ramones records. You can love it or hate it, but there are some great, great cover versions on there. And I do love this version of the Trog song. Following the Ramones, we have a bunch of things that I picked up this year, starting with The New Breed and doing Want Ad Reader. And it's amazing. I mean, there's crazy vocals, there's crazy time changes, key signatures, syncopation, all these things. It's very early prog-esque Frank and Queens. So I couldn't pass that one up. And following The New Breed, we had The Odyssey doing Little Girl, Little Boy off of the White Whale label. And closing off that set, we had The Change in Times doing How Is the Air Up There. This is a song that I love. I first heard the La-Di-Da's version, I believe from the Nuggets 2 box set, and it's been a song that I will always go to when I want to hear something fun and dancey and enjoyable. And when I saw this, this is the original version. These are the original songwriters of the song, and I learned a little bit more about the Change in Times. Actually, Change in Times were only two men, Steve Duboff and Artie Kornfeld, paired up and formed the Change in Times in 1965. They toured with Sonny and Cher. They went on to release some singles under that duo name, but it really was How Is the Air Up There that made the most impression. And after the Change in Times sort of moved along their merry way, Artie Kornfeld actually went on to have an A&R position at Capitol Records and was one of the main people involved in the Woodstock Festival in 1969. All right, I have one more song for you tonight, and this one is another one of my favorites in terms of 60s garage and just all of these really fuzzed out sort of beat songs. And this one is actually a band called Positively 13 O'Clock, who were really known as Mouse in the Traps, and they are doing their version of Psychotic Reaction. It's one of my favorites. I hope you dig it, and I will be with you in December. And until then, have a wonderful night. I hope you have a wonderful and enjoyable and stress-free Thanksgiving for those of you that celebrate and bring people together. And while we're being thankful, I just want to give one more shout out to all of you that supported us back in October for our Hellraiser fundraiser. We couldn't have done it without all of you. It really does mean so much to us. Stay tuned for Richard J. And like I said, I will be with you all in December. Have a great night, everyone.
I feel depressed. must I feel so glad? 'Cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. I can't get your love, I must stay away. Well, I need you, girl, be by my side. Oh, little girl, with the light up in your eye now. I can't get your love, I can't get satisfaction. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And it feels like this.
going on, everybody? You're tuned into the WFMU Rockin' Soul Stream and an all-vinyl, quote-unquote, oldies radio show called Nervous Boogie, where I made the somewhat silly decision to do an all-reggae show at the almost the last minute. So I've been scrambling, and my heart has been racing trying to pull a bunch of records at the last minute. Live radio. Forever and ever. Got Roland Alfonso behind me with a song from my father. We're going to be kicking off the show this evening with Dermot Lynch, and I've Got Your Number.
Just like that's right.